at Children's After School Club. Self-employed? We get you. That's why AXA Business Insurance offers tailored cover, so you choose the insurance to fit your business and only pay for what you need. AXA Business Insurance. Know you can. AXA UK PLC is regulated and authorised by the Prudential Regulation Authority and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority.
Okay, which is clearer? One or two?
Two.
Three or four?
Four.
Diabetes or high blood pressure?
Huh?
Every eye tells a story, including giving us a clearer picture of your overall health. At Boots Opticians, our eye tests and advanced OCT eye scans can help spot over 10 health conditions, helping to open your eyes to a healthier future. Book an eye test today. Boots Opticians. See what's possible.
Online.
On DAB Digital Radio.
And streaming on Rayo.
This is Magic Classical.
Top stories this hour. The Children's Commissioner says long delays for diagnosis of conditions like ADHD or autism are robbing children of their childhood. Dame Rachel D'Souza says there's an invisible crisis with young people missing crucial developmental milestones as a result. It's believed 400,000 children in England are using specialist services to cope. Thea Stein is the Chief Executive of the Nuffield Trust.
Having the diagnosis may mean that the school understand that you can't cope as well with a very noisy class, that you're going to learn in a particular way, that you need support in the way in which you are going to interact with your peers.
The Israeli Prime Minister has denied targeting peacekeepers in Lebanon, but has repeated calls for them to leave. Benjamin Netanyahu's promised troops will continue to target Hezbollah militants in all parts of Lebanon. The Health Secretary is suggesting weight loss jabs could be used to help unemployed people get back into work. A trial of the treatment's effects on productivity will go alongside a £280 million investment in ways to deliver injections more to people. A bill will be put before Parliament later that will try and put phone-free schools into law. It's said to have cross-party support in an effort to tackle children being addicted to their smartphones. Strictly's Oti Mabuse has revealed her husband has asked her to explain the colour of their baby's skin during a recent trip to Europe.
For the first time, he felt like protective over the fact that now he has to explain himself, which he didn't have to before. Because before he'd be like, it's just a question. And I'm like, but it's not, is it?
In an exclusive interview for Black History Month, the dancer's been sharing an insight into life raising a mixed-race child with Romanian partner Marius. You can hear more from Oti and other celebrities talking about their experiences on raising the next generation on our Rayo app. Wales continue their unbeaten run under manager Craig Bellamy with a 1-0 victory over Montenegro in the Nations League last night. And there's controversy following the World's Conquer Championships on Sunday. It's after the winner of the men's competition was found to have a metal replica conquer in his pocket. He denies using it, insisting it was a joke, but organisers are investigating. Sunny spells for most of us through today. Rain in the south and west later, though. Highs of 18 degrees. That's the latest. I'm Katie White.
Charles Nove.
On Magic Classical.
Metal conkers. Is nothing safe. Morning. A quotation for the day, philosopher Friedrich Nietzsche, born this day in 1844. Without music, life would be a mistake.
Magic Classical.
The magic of classical music.
Rachel Podger, the violinist with Brecon Baroque, and playing Vivaldi, Four Seasons, Autumn, the first movement. And it's 8 minutes past seven. We find ourselves on Tuesday, the 15th of October, and it's dark outside my window. What about yours? Yes, there's a lot of it about. You're very welcome, anyway, to Magic Classical Breakfast. Charles with you, live and direct from the East Midlands, and I hope the world is as satisfactory as can be expected in these trying times. Let's put it like that. But we'll try and bring some musical delight to bear. As much of the morning as you can spare will be much appreciated by me. Your ears, my music. Let's do lunch. Well, not yet, but we'll do questions of the day. Usual sorts of times, 7:30 and 8:30-ish, and screen time after 9. And now, a humoresque, not the humoresque by Dvorak, which is one we touch on every so often, but this is by Serge Koussevitzky. A different humoresque. Daring, but attractive. Played by Luis Cabrera, double bass, and Justina, my piano. A quick look at the papers this morning. What's stirring? The Eye says UK business has had a warning of an increase in national insurance, with the Chancellor all but confirming that she'll raise payments from employers in the budget at the end of this month. Rachel Reeves insists such a move would not break Labour's election promise not to raise taxes on working people. In The Guardian, Reeves used the government's International Investment Summit yesterday to warn of tax rises on the way, saying business would understand the need for fiscal stability. The Times says bosses expressed nervousness about tax rises, with one saying if you tax employers, you tax jobs and enterprise. Also on the front page, good news on cervical cancer, as a simple change to the order in which drugs and treatment are given has been found to reduce deaths by 40%. Very encouraging. The Mail leads with the death of 10-year-old Sarah Sharif, who was found at her home in Surrey last year. Her father, stepmother and his brother are accused of murder and of causing or allowing the death of a child. They deny all the charges. The jury at the Old Bailey heard details of the injuries she'd suffered. The Express headline, "I legally punished her and she died," quoting from a call to police made by Sarah's father after he flew with his family to Islamabad. In The Telegraph, weight loss jabs to get Britain working, plans to offer the injections to unemployed people to help them get back to work. Health Secretary Wes Streeting says obesity is not only placing a significant burden on the NHS, but also holding back the economy. The Mirror says production of the Mrs. Brown's Boys Christmas special was paused after the star allegedly made a racist joke. And The Sun has former Manchester City footballer Benjamin Mendy on the front page with a claim that fellow players came to his sex parties. He's suing his former club for 11 million quid, wages that were stopped when he was arrested on suspicion of rape. He was cleared of all charges. The Sun in Scotland has a different football story on the front page. Plans for a minute's applause at Hampden Park tonight in honour of the former First Minister Alex Salmond, who died at the weekend. Those stories and others waiting for you in the papers today. And now, a spot of John Williams, his love theme for Superman. Thank you. That's, for me, right up there at the top of my list of favourites by John Williams. His love theme for Superman. Beautiful. Especially the last bit. Hope you enjoyed. Morning, Sarah of the fine city. Catching up on the business of the... This was the repeat of Come Dancing from 1990, which ran on BBC Four at the weekend. Sarah of the fine city says, I felt a tad out of the flow this morning as I had daughter number two staying and she insisted on watching Strictly. So I missed the shot of you looking totally relaxed in that vast jacket and the glasses on Come Dancing from 1990. I had similarly large glasses in those years. We were both on trend, honestly. Thank you, Sarah. Thank you for the endorsement. I feel so much better now. So I went to the channel in question tonight to catch up, then found myself watching a 1974 edition of Face the Music with Bernard Levin, Joyce Grenfell and Michael Flanders and the marvellous Joseph Cooper. It took me back to sitting with my parents and never getting the dummy keyboard round. The rare occasions I did get a question were great moments. And yes, tonight I did it again. So big smiles in Norwich tonight. Well done, Sarah. That was a fantastic show, wasn't it, back in the day, Face the Music? It was one of those ones, an appointment to watch. Yeah. If the dummy keyboard doesn't mean anything to you, well, congratulations on being too young to remember any of that. But as the name suggests, they had a piano that wasn't connected to anything that made any noise. And the question master would sit and play something on the dummy keyboard and the contestants had to work out what it was. So the tune that would go... And there'd be various guesses, most of which were wrong. But occasionally some would be right and you go, how did you get that? Remarkable. We would move on with question of the day, Mark 1, on the way pretty soon. That will come up after a bit of Charles Williams vintage late music as used to accompany the antics of a special detective. That's coming next.
This is Magic Classical with your favourite classical music every day.
Magic Classical, playing the magic of classical music.
Moran. Ben's there when he wakes up in the morning. He's there when he goes to the pub. He's there at dinner time. He never leaves him. Ben died in Iraq in 2004. The trauma of that day has never left Mark. For many, the battle continues. Combat stress provides intensive mental health treatment to UK veterans with complex mental health problems. Combat Stress for Veterans Mental Health. Search Combat Stress to support our work.
Raj has been running his gardening business for a year now, doing what he does best. But that's not all he does. Sure, he knows when best to prune your peony, but now he does his accounts, tax returns, heavy lifting, leafleting, and changes the occasional light bulb for his customers. Self-employed? We get you. That's why AXA Business Insurance offers tailored cover so you choose the insurance to fit your business and only pay for what you need. AXA Business Insurance. Know you can. AXA UK PLC is regulated and authorised by the Prudential Regulation Authority and regulated by the Financial Conduct Authority.
I'm very proud to launch my new M&S Food and Tom Kerridge Gastropub range. It's taken years of hard work to bring the flavours of my restaurants to the shelves of M&S. So choose a main, side and either a starter or a dessert in the Gastropub dine-in. For your main, how about my spiced lamb, slow-cooked to tender perfection, with a rich harissa, apricot and chickpea sauce? This is not just food. This is Tom Kerridge and M&S Gastropub food. Subject to availability, T's and C's apply.
Get epic picks every time with the new Samsung Galaxy S24 FE.
Wait, every time?
Yeah, it's easy with Photo Assist.
So easy.
You can move things around.
Look, and reframe your picks
with a few taps.
Plus, you can save £348.
And you can claim the Galaxy Watch FE.
It's worth £199.
All on the UK's best network. No wonder tech lovers choose EE.
Introductory offer ends October 31st. Claim online within 30 days of purchase. Savings across contract. Eligibility credit check and terms apply. Credit by EE Limited. Verify best network at ee.co.uk/claims.
Say hello to Rayo, the way to listen to Magic Classical.
Mm-hmm.
Mornings like this. These days, it feels like waking up is harder than ever. But when you know you've got a delicious creamy bowl of Quaker oats waiting for you, maybe it's not all that bad. Not all oats make a dull day seem brighter. Not all oats are worth waking up for. Not all oats are Quaker oats.
Durham, a breakdown on the A19 going north towards Sunderland, but at the Merton interchange, that's the A182 turn off where there's a breakdown. West Yorkshire, a broken down vehicle M1 going northbound at Wakefield 40 to junction 41, so before Lofthouse and the M62. Northamptonshire, the A14 is partially blocked to 1 at Welford, and Kent, you can't access the A299 Thanet Way in the Hillborough area. This is blocked London bound at Marshside. There's more on our website.
The magic of classical music.
This is Magic Classical.
Williams' Devil's Gallop, the theme music for Dick Barton's Special Agent. And faster than you can say, quick, Jock Snowy. That was the loyal assistance, wasn't it, in Dick Barton? Quicker than you can say that, it'll be time for Question of the Day, Mark 1. Like now. Question of the Day, Mark 1, has us thumbing the books of history today to go back to this day in 1666. What do you remember about this day in... What's that? You weren't born. Oh. Okay. On this day in 1666, the diary of Samuel Pepys recorded a new fashion trend set by the king. King Charles II, it was at the time. What was the new fashion trend? Okay. This day in 1666, the diary of Samuel Pepys records a new fashion trend set by King Charles II. What was it? Some still do it today. All suggestions welcome. No answer too daft. All prizes imaginary. 61054 is the text number. Just make sure the first word in the messagey bit of the text is classical. So 61054, starting your message with the word classical, or email charles@magic.co.uk. We'll see what we make of it this side of 8 o'clock. Quick check on the headlines this morning at 7:30. Israel's Prime Minister has denied purposely targeting peacekeepers in Lebanon, but has repeated calls for them to leave combat areas. Benjamin Netanyahu says troops will continue to target Hezbollah in all parts of Lebanon. Meanwhile, the Red Cross there says at least 21 people have died following an Israeli airstrike in the north of the country. The Health Secretary has suggested weight loss jabs could be used to help get unemployed people back into work. A trial of the treatment's effect on productivity will run alongside a £280 million investment in ways to deliver the injections to more people. And it's emerged only 6 of the 20 most influential accounts posting about this summer's riots on social media were actually based in the UK. Experts say the events in the aftermath of the Southport stabbings were inflamed by a global network of far-right influences. Weather mild but on the windy side. The best of any sunshine for northern Scotland today, otherwise mostly cloudy. This is Magic Classical, with music from Great Expectations now. You May Kiss Me. Terms and conditions apply. Music by Richard Hartley for Great Expectations. That was You May Kiss Me. Yes, but only if we've been formally introduced. Thank you. Question of the day, Mark 1 today. This day in 1666, the diary of Samuel Pepys recorded a new fashion trend set by King Charles II. What was it? Some people still do it today. What could it be? 61054, the text number, starting your message with the word classical, or email charles@magic.co.uk. Morning, Sue, who reports glorious sunrise here in East Yorkshire. We had a ballroom dancing lesson last night, so a bit stiff this morning. One of us needs to get up to make the tea. I don't think it's going to be me, though, says Sue, meaningfully. Well, while you debate the matter, and possibly fall asleep again, or try and raise the energy to go and make the tea, try this, some Nirvana music played by Reddy Hassan and his cello. This is Come As You Are. Reddy Hassan, cello. Come As You Are. Morning, Richard from Glastonbury. He says, look, a bit behind the times, but just caught up with the Come Dancing 1990 final on BBC Four. Yes. I wanted to let you know how impressed I was by your and Angela Rippon's performance in the disco round. Frenetic and fun. You may have thought that the overindulgent use of spray tan would disguise you, but to no avail. I'm sure you're destined to go far, and look forward to you keeping us posted on your future ballroom endeavours. Thank you, Richard. Yes, definitely destined to go far, but never quite far enough away from any sort of camera or recording apparatus, frankly. Or actually, there's one episode, it's not in that series, I can't remember which one it is, but there is an episode of Come Dancing in the archives in which I am being taught one particular dance. I can't remember what it is even. Memory fades. Probably best that way, but yes, I did. I was filmed receiving some tuition at one point. Was it the Lambada? Sadly, though, my dancing career was cut short before I could demonstrate any expertise that I'd gained. How long have you got? Fun, though. We'll continue our wanderings into Tuesday with Question of the Day, Mark 1 to resolve this side of 8, and on the way very soon, some Bach.
Zimmer live, The Next Level. The legendary composer of Dune, Pirates of the Caribbean, Lion King, Inception and more. Coming to venues across the UK throughout November and December 2025. Featuring electronic soundscapes and a spectacular light production. Due to demand, an extra date's been added at the O2 London on Sunday the 30th of November. Tickets are on sale now at magic.co.uk/tickets. Hans Zimmer live with Magic.
Hello UK, I'm Joe Wicks, and I'm talking as does Cashbot for Schools. When you opt in and scan your rewards app, they'll donate cash.
So schools can get things like books, tech or sports stuff.
You've helped Asda raise over £3 million for local schools.
There's just 6 weeks left to opt in.
Cashbot for Schools.
You scan, Asda donates.
Asda, that's more like it. Exclusions apply. Selected stores, 18 plus, 0.5% donation of £2 plus shot. Selected primary schools, parent count, reg charity, 107-2833. Full T's and C's at asda.com/cashpot for schools.
Ticket to Smarticus.
Join the millions using Trainline SplitSave Sorcery to save an average of £13 on your train ticket.
Abracash, Dabra, Spendium, Lessicus. Moneyus, Orpheum.
Whoa. How do you do it, wise wizard?
Download the Trainline app and start saving today. Great journeys start with Trainline.
Average saving for bookings from March 1st to October 31st, 2023. Comparing SplitSave fare versus next cheapest fare available to a Trainline customer. Subject to SplitSave fares being available.
4FE.
Wait, every time?
Yeah, it's easy with Photo Assist.
So easy.
You can move things around.
Look, and reframe your pics
with a few taps.
Plus, you can save £348.
And you can claim the Galaxy Watch FE.
It's worth £199.
All on the UK's best network. No wonder tech lovers choose EE.
Introductory offer ends October 31st. Claim online within 30 days of purchase. Savings across contract, eligibility, credit check and terms apply. Credit by EE Limited. Verify best network at ee.co.uk/claims.
You probably didn't know my dad, Robert, but when he was alive, he made a will and left a gift to Macmillan Cancer Support. It means that in many ways, he still lives on. The advisor, helping a patient get a grant to pay their energy bills. Dad made that happen. The nurse, advising a mastectomy patient on what to wear to her son's wedding. That was also because of him. Almost a third of Macmillan's vital services are funded by gifts and wills from people just like my dad, and you. So search Macmillan Legacy today and help them do whatever it takes.
These match filters don't mess around. Matt seems perfect. Loves hiking, check. Isn't too far away, check. We need to meet.
So what else are you into?
Well, I love to cook.
Another check.
And that's how Ellie fell head over heels for Matt. With match filtered search, you match before you meet. Download Match.
Dad, no one uses voicemail. Send voice notes. Oh, did you set up your dating profile? It's time to put yourself out there. Never too old to fall in love. So basically, me and Marty spoke to Zara from St. James's Place about saving for our honeymoon. After the house deposit, it looks like it won't be the Caribbean. More like Cornwall. Love you. Bye.
While you're looking out for the ones you love, our one-to-one financial advisors are looking out for you. St. James's Place. Invaluable advice.
Tonight's Euro Millions jackpot is £31 million.
Now that calls for a dance.
Do I have to?
You can limbo. That's it.
With these moves, I might just hit the jackpot.
Very good.
Get that Euro Millions feeling tonight. Euro Millions from the National Lottery. Play on app. Estimated jackpot. Account terms, rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
The magic of classical music.
This is Magic Classical.
Smith here, briefly popping round into Lord Knows space to alert you to a chat with the woman who brought Widows, Prime Suspect and Trial and Retribution to our screens, Linda LaPlante. She's written a no-holds-barred memoir called Getting Away with Murder. It'll be fun. See you live from 10 or catch up on the Rayo app.
Amor Divieta, sung by Jonathan Antoine. Let's just sort out question of the day, Mark 1, shall we, before the day gets any older? This day in 1666, the Diary of Samuel Pepys recorded a new fashion trend set by King Charles II. What was it? Wigs must be the answer, surely, says Jane in Perthshire. I have a recollection of the Samuel Pepys TV series in the 1950s. Samuel escaping hastily from a woman's boudoir and adjusting his wig while avoiding the lady's husband. Ooh, what goings on? Fashion, you say, says Andrew, with the gorgeous Fiona and Dimbleby, the recovering lampshade-wearing cat. Oh, dear, the lampshade of shame. Fashion, you say. I've heard Rab C. Nesbitt called many things, but never fashionable. It's the vest, isn't it? You reckon? Could it be unfeasibly large spectacles, a la Come Dancing 1990, says Mark, in a rather grey Bollington. But actually, I think it's the waistcoat. Beth in Sheffield says, I know this one, having just watched a rerun of Sewing Bee for the 100th time. This piece of information is fresh from last night's viewing. It's the waistcoat. It's dark and drizzly in Sheffield, so a day of indoorsy tidying with lots of cups of tea along the way. That's it. Make sure you keep up the tea breaks. I know this, says Jane near Cardiff. It's a larger neck ruff with a built-in drip tray to hold ketchup and chips made from the newfangled potatoes to feed your hungry monarch on the go. Well, there's all sorts of things you could hide in the ruff, I guess. Elsewhere, we find Dapper Dave, who says, this one's right up my street. Being partial to a dapper look, we think the answer is a jacket and a waistcoat. And Lee from Epsom says, was it the selfie? Obviously, before the advent of cameras, it would have been through the time-consuming medium of oil and canvas. Yes, a quick selfie that would take days to complete. Richard and Paula, brackets the brains, from a dark and dismal Wix, say, we're cheered by thinking B has the right answer to question one. Paula thinks King Charles in 1666 wore a permed curly wig. Very trendy at the time, but I'm still not tempted, says Richard, a short back and sides man. Harrogate Sam says, I've got a Scooby, about the fashion sense of Charles II, but did enjoy the music from Great Expectations. I read it once, but it wasn't all that I'd hoped for. Hey! Very good. And I've got one of these, says Rog in South Leicestershire. It's a waistcoat, the only reason I know. Sorry, that's a touch arrogant, he says. The only reason I think I know is that I read a book recently on Isaac Newton. The apple story was also in 1666, and Samuel Pepys came up. I know I should get out more. And remember to look out for the comet this evening, says Rog. Thank you. I'll probably be asleep as usual. It says here, the wearing of a waistcoat. Yep, waistcoat it was. And specifically with the bottom button undone, because apparently King Charles II was fairly rotund. And so he left the bottom button undone on the waistcoat. And that's the bit that continues to this day, really. Question of the day, Mark 2, in about half an hour. Now, the 16.
Oh,
The 16, directed by Harry Christophers, and the Eriskay Love Lilt. If you're with us on Premium between now and the 8 o'clock news, some of Michael Giacchino's music for Medal of Honour coming up to divert you. Other side of the news, our journey into Tuesday continues with some mighty Mozart.
Magic Classical, working with the Stroke Association.
Hello, it's Penny Smith. When it comes to a stroke, there are no rules. Meet Ang Harrod, who had a stroke earlier this year.
The ongoing issues that I have is that I get fatigued quite a lot and quite easy, so I have to kind of manage my daily activities around sort of triggers in how I'm going to feel. My right leg doesn't work 100% properly, so I have to use a walking aid about just for balance and things. I also have like a little machine on my leg that sends electric shocks to help me drop my foot in the correct position.
Every day in the UK, 240 people wake up to the life-changing impact of a stroke. Visit the Conversation Library at magic.co.uk to hear real-life stories.
Magic Classical. Working with the Stroke Association.
It's just our customers reacting to our scarily good prices. Like our creepy witch and skeleton costumes, just £7 each. And skeleton pyjamas for the whole family from £8 each. Exclusively at George. Find all you need for Halloween at our Horror Emporium at scarily good prices.
Asda. That's more like it. Selected stores subject to availability may exclude Asda Express and small stores. Asda.com/small stores.
Get epic picks every time with the new Samsung Galaxy S24 FE.
Wait, every time?
Yeah, it's easy with Photo Assist.
So easy.
You can move things around. Look,
and reframe your picks
with a few taps.
Plus, you can save £348.
And you can claim the Galaxy Watch FE.
It's worth £199.
All on the UK's best network. No wonder tech lovers choose EE.
Introductory offer ends October 31st. Claim online within 30 days. Purchase savings across contract eligibility credit check and terms apply. Credit by EE Limited. Verify best network at ee.co.uk/claims.
Money Super 7, your mission: saving Britain on their household bills. What have we got?
Already on it, boss. We're chasing down savings right now. People could save big on a new credit card with us.
Not bad. Anything else?
Car insurance, as well as saving on credit cards, we could save people up to £526 on car insurance. That's worth shouting about.
Well, I couldn't have said it better myself.
See how much you could save today with Money Supermarket. 51% of consumers could save up to £526. Consumer Intelligence, June 2024, UK only.
At Vision Express, I step out feeling confident.
Pay monthly with the Vision Express Eye Care Plan. Until 30th of November 2024, save 25% on glasses, which means you get two pairs from just £5.40 a month. Plus, a free advanced eye test, including an OCT 3D scan, breakage and loss protection, and more. Vision Express. Express your vision. Two-year interest-free loan subject to status. VE is a credit broker, not a lender, representing Adaro Optics Limited, authorised by the Financial Conduct Authority.
Get Virgin Media lightning-fast M125 broadband on the provider-awarded best broadband experience. That's smooth broadband. Smooth like a walrus on a speedboat, powering through open fjord waters. Yeah, that's smooth. Virgin Media. See what you can do. And now it's even easier to switch. Visit virginmedia.com. Virgin Fiber areas. User speed depends on package choice. GWS Network Award comparing major UK providers' average performance. See virginmedia.com/legal/awards.
Online.
On DAB Digital Radio.
And streaming on Rayo.
This is Magic Classical.
The top stories this morning. There's a warning children are facing an invisible crisis, waiting years to learn if they've got a neurodiverse condition. That's according to the Children's Commissioner, which found thousands of young people are facing delays for diagnosis of things like ADHD, autism and cerebral palsy. Thea Stein's the chief executive of the Nuffield Trust.
Having the diagnosis may mean that the school understand that you can't cope as well with a very noisy classroom, that you're going to learn in a particular way, that you need support in the way in which you are going to interact with your peers.
The Health Secretary says giving unemployed people weight loss jabs could help them get back into work. West Streeting says obesity is holding back the economy and putting too much pressure on the NHS. A bill will be put before Parliament later that will try and put phone-free schools into law. It's said to have cross-party support in an effort to tackle children being addicted to their smartphones. Strictly star Oti Mabuse has been opening up about the challenges she and her partner face raising a mixed-race child. A South African dancer had a baby with Romanian Marius last November. Speaking during Black History Month, she's revealed how a recent trip to Europe exposed them to the preconceptions people still have about race.